Today is the 28th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we are officially 3 days out till the end of March, and what a significant time to do a live stream. So on the very last day of this month, which is this Saturday, we are doing an Easter special live stream. So if you have not registered for that already, please go to my Instagram page and register so that you can get the link for the live stream. But until then, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Philippians 4, 12 to 13, and it says this: I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do anything through Him who gives me strength. And so, O Lord God, Father of all creation, we confess that our life and the circumstance in which we try to live it are beyond our ability to control. We thank you for being present to comfort, protect, guide, and empower us to face each situation with confidence and assurance. Because you are with us, O loving Shepherd, we know we will have all we need to live victoriously for you until the day we go to share with you in glory. In Jesus' name.
To my Lord and Savior, my God and King, I will sing holy. Yes, I will. The Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship Him and give the praise to Him alone. He who was and is to come, I will sing before His throne forever. Sing and bow down, and they sing holy, holy. We are sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry holy, holy. For we will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. We will worship Him and give the praise to Him alone. He who was and is to come, we will sing before His throne forever.
Praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. And Father, we will worship you and we will give you praise to you alone. He who was and is to come, we will sing before His throne.
Lift your voice and worship Him, yeah. sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is and is to come. Hey. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Go and lift your voice and worship, 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 worship him. On this day, worship, worship, worship him.
Coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers. Go on, begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. The hour is now. The hour is now. Now is the time for God to call you his worshippers. Go on, just worship him. Join in with the angels and sing, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the highest praise.
Only to you, God, he who was and is to come, I will sing before the throne forever, forever.
Yeah.
Forever and ever and ever, God. Of my life, Lord, we join in with the angels and cry, holy, we cry, holy, holy, holy. We are in awe of your majesty, we are in awe of your beauty, God. Oh, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We worship you, God.
Matthew 20:18-19 says, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock. Bible goes on to say that on the third day he shall rise again. The fact that God came down for us, the fact that God was willing to go through all of that just for me and you. He deserves our song. He deserves our praise. He deserves us kneeling down at his feet and saying, Lord, had it not been for the blood of Christ, we would still be bringing sacrifices into the temple. In fact, we would still be relying on priests to sacrifice on our behalf. But God stripped that all away. Stripped it all away. And now we have that one-on-one connection with God. Jesus tore the veil. He tore the veil. He conquered death. And he has saved our lives. So in this moment, in this beautiful moment of worship, just begin to reflect on how good he is and how selfless he is. We serve a God that despite the number of times we fall, the number of times we sin, he still loves us. And I can't always wrap my head around that, but knowing that there is somebody out there who loves me is the greatest peace of mind I could ever have. Knowing that there is someone who has my back and is ready to catch me when I fall gives me such an assurance. So I want you to sing your own song to him, worship him, yeah. Begin to lift your voice and sing to him. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just begin to lift your voice. Begin to lift your hearts and just magnify your King. We honor you, and on this day, Lord, we apologize for crucifying you, because every time we sin, we crucify him. And so, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your love. We ask for your grace. We ask for your mercy. Yeah. You made a way. And help me sing. You made a way. The Bible says in Romans 12:1, it says, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Yes, you made. You did it. You made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. You made a way. Yeah. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked if it was over, oh, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Oh,
go on, begin to declare that he made a way for you.
When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you
Yeah. You know, when Moses and the Israelites were standing at the edge of the mountain, and you know, that massive sea was ahead of them, and Pharaoh was coming and chasing them, God made a way. God made a way. God made a way, and He will make a way for you. Yes, He will.
For He moved mountains, yeah, yeah. He caused walls to fall with Your power, Lord. Perform miracles, for there is nothing, yeah, that's impossible. And we're standing here only because You made. Oh, You caused walls to fall with Your power, Lord. Perform miracles, and there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because You made a way. Oh,
yeah.
And so, Heavenly Father, more and more we come to understand what the Lord Jesus meant when He said that He is the one with the Father, and prayed that His disciples may be one. We see that love is a precious union of heart and a sweet communion of spirit. And just as the Father and Son emanate the same powerful love, so we too are to have that same beautiful love developing in us by the power of the Spirit. Lord, we pray that the body of Christ may become united as one and abound in unity of the Spirit more and more in love, not compromising the truth, but showing a genuine concern for one another. We pray that individually and collectively we may live godly lives in Christ Jesus and seek to encourage and edify one another, seeking to be of the same mind and having the same godly love for each other. We pray that we may be united in spirit and in purpose, and that we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but rather with humility of mind, regard the needs of others as more important than our own. This we ask in Jesus' name we have worshipped, who died for all of us. Amen. Amen. And amen. It is such an honor to serve you in this capacity as we build up to the Resurrection Sunday. I am extremely excited as we begin to reflect on His going into Jerusalem for the last time and Him giving up to die. It is really a reflective period for us all, and just really thanking God for the sacrifice that He is and still is today. So once again, we are streaming live on Saturday, so please go to my Instagram page at jcmay to register for that. It is going to be an amazing time in His presence. It's full band, guys, full band. But until tomorrow, guys, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow. Bye.